Inside Crime is brought to you by DoTerra. The DoTerra drug deactivation system helps stop opioid misuse before it starts. With DoTerra, unused prescription opioids and other drugs are gone for good. I'm Angeline Hartman. It's been 6 years since I worked at the iconic television show America's Most Wanted, helping John Walsh catch the worst of the worst criminals.
I caught 1,422 of the world's worst fugitives, and best of all, recovered 61 missing children.
Now I work at NCMEC, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, helping families and law enforcement at the nonprofit organization that John and his wife, Rivee, created after the kidnapping and murder of their 6-year-old son, Adam.
I'm not even close to finished. Help me stop that guy from hurting somebody you love.
John Walsh is at it again, this time with his son, Callahan. Together, they're embarking on a family journey for justice. They're in pursuit of the country's most wanted fugitives. The brand new show is called In Pursuit with John Walsh, and it premieres January 16th on the Investigation Discovery Network. It's my honor to have them both with us as my special guests here on Inside Crime. Welcome to Inside Crime, my dear friends, John Walsh and Callahan Walsh. I'm still working for you, John, after all these years.
It's fantastic. You worked so hard and did such a great job for America's Most Wanted. And think about that, a primetime television show that was a hit for 25 years. Yeah. Not that you worked for the whole 25 years. But you did a great job there, and now you're here at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, continuing to do a great job. So always great to see you. And
thank you.
Now I get to work with my son Callahan, who grew up, you know, following me around to all the NCMEC things, and now he's down there at the West Palm Beach office and working for NCMEC, which is fantastic, and his part-time job on the weekends is working with me as a field reporter and in pursuit, and it's wonderful.
We're all still working for you, John, and every 7 days a week.
Good thing I went to school for family business, right?
Right.
It's all good.
So, Cal, it's got to be a little surreal for you to work on this show with your dad.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little surreal just being out in front and working with my father. You know, we've worked together for a long time, but this is our first time sort of on air together, and really looking forward to it. I mean, they're huge shoes to fill, but
for sure.
I'm just honored by the opportunity that I get to join my father in his pursuit for justice for so many families that haven't gotten it.
John, it's got to be, I know, exciting. It's you're coming out of retirement yet again,
Yep. But
this time it's different. This has got to be a dream come true for you. It's a family affair here.
And working with a big network. I've tried to retire. I'm 72 years old, and I've been working nonstop. America's Most Wanted, we worked 51 weeks a year. You were there. And the only time we really got off was Christmas. So I spent my whole life missing a lot of events that Callahan was at. Catching bad guys. But Discovery approached me in, you know, Discovery ID. There's 18 Discovery channels, and Discovery just bought 7 channels from Scripps. They bought the Food Network, they bought the Home and Garden, you know, that wonderful channel about all the refurbishing. So Discovery itself has become a big player in the television business.
Yeah.
Big player. They have captured about 25% of the viewing audience, and ID was one of the fastest growing crime channels out there. So
hard to say no to that, huh?
But the FBI and the marshals have been driving me nuts.
Yes.
Nonstop saying, look, you caught 1,400 plus of the world's worst bad guys. Mm-hmm. You caught 17 guys off the FBI's 10. That's more than any FBI agent or field office in the history of the Bureau. But the best thing we did, we recovered 61 missing kids alive.
Yeah.
And so they're saying, look, we have lots of problems in America, lots of mass shootings, 22 school shootings in a year period. There's lots of bad guys out there. You have the trust of the American people.
Yeah,
you still, true. I'm still going to do it the old way. Call me, go online, contact me. I don't care who you are, where you are. I don't care if you're legal, illegal. You tell me where the dirtbag is and we'll go get him. You tell me his name and I'll go find him. So, and
that's the thing. It's the trust in you after all of these years, in the integrity that has never gone away. I don't think you realize, John, you do get a lot of feedback, but for us here at the National Center, people still write, email, call, and me on all these other side things, projects that I do. They say, like, you know, when can he come back? What is going on? When, you know, we need John Walsh. And so to hear that you're back, it's just so exciting.
It's with a great partner. The guy who runs Discovery ID, Henry Schleif, I've known for 30 years. He started Court TV. He said to me, you know, you won an Emmy for excellence in television. You were number one for 25 years. You caught the world's worst in 45 countries. Who does that? And he says, you know what? Just do it your way. We're not going to micromanage it. Do it the old way. Do it the old America's Most Wanted, but the new version.
Right.
And now we've got all these social media platforms that are so fantastic. And
New way of catching
it's
people.
It's a new way. You know, our website was always in the top 10 TV primetime websites, depending on the season, but the first year we had a website, it's hard for anybody listening to this to believe that America's Most Wanted started when there was the internet wasn't there, there were no websites, etc. But we caught 40 guys the first year. So, and I caught guys in countries that America's Most Wanted didn't even air on because people are fascinated by crime, or they were fascinated by the fact that I was a crime victim and had a murdered son and had a successful TV show. So those social platforms and the internet, yes, it's a place for bad guys to hide and do some terrible things, but it's also a kick-ass way to get the word out and recover missing children and find bad guys.
And Discovery ID has been a great new home for us. I mean, a real warm welcome. We're really looking forward to the new season.
And what's beautiful is, as I understand it, you said to them, we have to make sure that the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children is a part of this show. The missing is...
That's the deal. I said, okay, I'll consider it if we get to do a missing child every show or more, if let's say there's two or three big breaking cases, and that you will showcase my involvement with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and Callahan's.
So we'll do two cases an episode. What we call the A story and the B story. I'll do the B stories, my father does the A stories, and then at the end of the episodes, we'll show the photo of a missing child. So really, again, getting as many eyeballs on those images of missing children is really what it's all about. We want to make sure the National Center benefits from this show, that they're highlighted, and that hopefully we can get a recovery of some of these missing kids.
For us at the National Center, we just appreciate the attention, because as long as the... You know this, as long as the center has been around, a lot of people still don't recognize the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and its work. So to bring it to this show and be a regular part of that, I think is important, and it elevates it.
It's a nonprofit that, you know, I wish that we had the national recognition that Boys and Girls Clubs has. Callahan always says it, we're the best kept secret.
It breaks my heart when even law enforcement, I'll meet somebody in law enforcement that doesn't know the center exists. And that's, you know, we're here for law enforcement, the resources that we have. We're here for families as well, but for law enforcement, we have some incredible tools and resources directly for law enforcement to help them and aid them in the search for missing children.
And people need to know about us, families.
That's not a great thing that we're the best kept secret.
Yeah, it's not a great thing, as you say. So Henry Schleif and Discovery said, we love it. We know about your association with NCMEC. We know that you and your wife founded it. We know what it does, and we're thrilled that you're going to incorporate it. We're going to have our hotline at the new building, you know, the In Pursuit hotline. So it's going to be a great partnership. So I said, if it doesn't include NCMEC and missing children, I'm not in. They went, of course we want NCMEC.
Because NCMEC is a part of you.
Absolutely.
For people who don't realize that, just briefly, I know it's a long story, but you are the creator of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Almost 35 years ago, my wife, Reve, out of the need when the FBI refused to enter Adam's case, when our six-year-old son was kidnapped, in the 2 weeks that he was missing, it was a nightmare. Had a very a tiny, small police department, Hollywood, Florida, no help, no Amber Alerts, no National Center, no searches, no Team Adams, nothing. No internet. It was a nightmare during those 2 weeks. And so we started, Reve did, and it started the National Center to help parents of missing, non-custodial parental abductions, runaways, unsolved murders of kids, unidentified dead. And in those days, the NCIC, the National Crime Information Computer, when Adam went missing in July 27, 1981, they didn't enter Adam in the NCIC. The only thing that was in the NCIC back then was stolen planes, cars, convicted felons, and a racehorse.
People cannot believe that.
No, and I didn't know it. I'm going, you got to put my little boy in there. He's 6 years old. And I said, what? And our county coroner said, God, what if he's dead in another county? There's no unidentified dead adult or child a system in the repository in the whole country.
They weren't connecting the different jurisdictions.
I went, holy God, we put a man on the moon and we don't have a way to, if a person's child is kidnapped and murdered in Mississippi and the child's from Florida, you'll never get the body back. The body will be buried in a John or Jane Doe grave. So that's how we started. We started battling and now we are here. And
35 years
35,
later
and on the fourth floor, I don't know how many federal agencies it's up to. I think it's about 17. The only place in America where federal law enforcement agencies sit side by side, roll up their sleeves, those men and women on the fourth floor hunt for predators online, all over, work to find sex traffickers, pimps that are involved in all types of exploitation of children. And it's the only place in America. So we've come a long, long way.
Yeah, it's an organization that started in my parents' garage. It's gone on to help recover over 270,000 missing children.
On a card table, as you like to say.
Absolutely. And, you know, I grew up with my parents telling me we need to make sure Adam didn't die in vain. And whether it's the show or the center here, we're continuing to honor his legacy through the work that my parents and I continue to do.
And a lot of great people support us now, and a lot of corporate America, a lot of the tech companies, Facebook, LexisNexis, so we get so much of our technology, hardware, software from the tech companies, and it really...
It's just evolved into this.
Americans are good for settling up. You know,
this issue hasn't affected every household, and thank God for that. But the amount of people that do saddle up and have either joined the fight or have donated, they really show that they care, and that really that's what it's all about.
Yeah, you must be so proud, John, and be so touched by...
Proud of the people that has helped us over the years. I'm proud that one of my children works at the center. This is was revising our dream. I'm proud of people like you that decided instead of staying in the kind of mercenary, ruthless entertainment and media business, you guys came over here to work at the center, and it's helped them immensely. I mean, you and many of the people that used to work for me, both of you used to work for me, have taken the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children into the 21st century. We have a big presence on social media. We recover children on the internet and through social media. Now we have these tech companies. I mean, look at Facebook. They have Amber Alerts on your smartphone. Nobody watches. You know, it was a great idea when we got the Amber Alert passed. Yes, roadside signs, electronic signs, traditional radio, traditional television. Well, anybody under 30, they don't watch traditional television. They're streaming their favorite programs. They're looking, everything they do is on a smartphone or a Droid.
It's a different world now.
Now Facebook, right away, there's a regional alert on your phone.
What could be better than that? And it includes a
picture, too. Yeah, it includes a picture, absolutely. And maybe a description for sure of the car or the perpetrator. It's the Amber Alert on steroids.
Wow. I know you're doing a lot of different stories, a lot of different kinds of cases for the show. So far on the show, is there a case that has hit you harder than others or like has stuck with you?
There is, absolutely. It's a case that we actually had profiled in the past on The Hunt. It's a guy named Rick McLean. He was a serial child molester with the Jehovah's Witnesses. He was moved around from congregation to congregation. The elders knew about some of his misconduct in the past and said nothing to the other parents. This was a guy that was the guy that put together and scheduled all the kids' outings and the get-togethers within the organization, and was the one that took them to the theme parks and to the beach and had the pool and had sleepovers at his house and would molest these girls. And so it took a young, brave girl to finally come forward, and he vanished. And that's when they found out that he had molested many other young girls within the Jehovah's Witnesses. He's been on the run ever since. He looks just like an average older guy. There's nothing really that sticks out about him. you probably wouldn't think twice about him. Like I said, he just kind of looks like an older grandfather at this point, but he's a dangerous, dangerous guy. We know lepers don't change their spots. He's likely molesting kids somewhere else. I don't think he's with the Jehovah's Witnesses, but I do believe he's with another tight-knit community, something like that, where he does have access to these children, and this is a guy that we really need to take down.
How many victims are we talking about? You know?
Multiple wow. victims. It was documented over 100 victims.
Over 100?
Over 100. And there's likely children that haven't come forward. So that number, you know, the real number is undetermined. I think this guy's catchable. I think, you know, somebody will spot him. It's just a matter of time. We want to make sure we get this guy off the streets.
Isn't it amazing, Cal, how people out there really do want to help and they see? I mean, we've seen it with America's Most Wanted mm-hmm. and other things. And now with social media, they are getting involved in a different way, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
And there's so many different levels to that on social media. You have just the average person that will see these posts, and then you have these sort of armchair detectives.
Right.
These internet sleuths that have...
I love them.
Yeah. I mean, you look at places like Reddit and other sites that...
they're into it, man.
They really are. And they have, in the past, provided some great information.
Yeah, it's so awesome, Cal. I'm so happy for you guys. I really appreciate you coming on this show.
I'm so glad to do it with you, and I hope people will, you know, if a lot of people don't have cable anymore. So if you don't, you won't see Discovery ID. But I'm asking the public to say, okay, I'm coming out of retirement. I'm saddling up one more time because America is having some huge problems. The level of violence, homicides in many of our cities are up 300%. Non-stop shootings, mass murders. This is not the America most of us grew up on. So we're saddling up, and I'm going to ask people, please tune in. You can tape it, you can get it online, you can watch it on Hulu, but help me catch these creeps and get missing children back. Watch In Pursuit with John Walsh in January 2019. And it's always great to see you.
Thank you so much, John. You continue to be an inspiration for so many. Thank you for everything you do. And for me personally, it has been an honor to work with you and for you. I know I speak for America when we say thank you to all of you.
Well, thanks for having me on your show.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. And that's it for this very first season of Inside Crime. I'm your host, Angeline Hartman. Thank you to all of you who have tuned in and helped spread the word about our show. Our guests have been incredible. Their stories have been compelling, heartbreaking, and inspirational. We'd like to hear from you. Please leave a review with your favorite podcast app. A special thank you to our sponsor, Verde Technologies, makers of the Deterra drug deactivation system. We'll be back soon with season 2 of Inside Crime. Meanwhile, you can reach out to me anytime on Twitter at AngelineDC, and our website is insidecrime.com.